We live, we love, we serve. We are called to live the lives we were created to live. Man, I hope for somebody that means something over these years, that you don't have to live a counterfeit life or be a copy of anything else. Be an original you. Flaws and all, issues and all, be you. Be you. And then we're commanded to love beyond the limits of our prejudices. In this day and age, that means more than you can imagine. Everybody want to be mad at something and be mad at somebody. And I said it before, it's a dangerous thing. And I speak to my young people in particular who social media is such a big part of your life. It is a dangerous thing to daily feast on a diet of anger. You have no idea the toll it takes on you, right? You got to love, and you got to be love warriors and peacemakers in these days. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, right? For they shall be called children of God. And then lastly, we're commissioned to serve. Don't live this life selfishly. Be broad with your generosity. Be reckless with your acts of kindness. You serve. So here at FCBC, how do we say it, family? We live, we love. Listen, I already told you I was sleepy. And we not going to be long today. I believe that. I'm going to read, because I was like, I usually think of what to preach. Honestly, Sunday mornings, I'm thinking through some things, and I ain't had nothing. So I was like, you know what? It's my birthday today. I'm happy. So, and I got to tell you, it's weird because we went to L.A. yesterday, and Dante almost scared the mess out of me. I told him. So I was on the stage. It looked very much like FCBC, a smaller version. And I was praying, you know, doing a closing prayer, and I was done. And they started singing Happy Birthday, right? You know, like the Stevie Wonder version. But he yelled the first thing. It scared the man. I jumped, and I was like, so it was wild. But people think, because I preach, that I am an introvert. So let me let you know that. It's only up here I'm not really an introvert. That's God's word. So I get really funny with birthdays. So I'm learning to get better in my 53 years, right? So I receive it. So just, you know, just keep on loving. Just keep on praying. I want to lift the verse. We hear this verse every Sunday in some way, shape, or form. But it just arrested my heart a little earlier. Psalm 118, I'm sorry. Psalm 118, verse 24. We know it well. I'm going to read it in the NRSV and the Message Bible. Here's how it reads in the NRSV. Y'all don't even have to look at your Bibles. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on. And be glad in it. Man, y'all know that one, right? In the Message Bible, though, I like the Message Bible. The Message Bible version is real good. It's here's what it says. This is the very day God acted. Let's celebrate and be festive. I'm gonna explain that in a minute. This is the very day that God acted. Let's celebrate and be festive. Amen. Come on, let's pray. God, thank you today, for God, today is all we know. Today is all we have. We won't live in a past that is past, and we won't live in anticipation of a future that has not been born. We will live in this day, oh God. And experience all that you have for us on this day. God, we pray that we don't miss the breakthrough, the blessings in this day, worried about dead days. We pray we don't miss the blessings, the breakthrough of this day, worried about unborn days. But God, this is the day that you've made for us, and we thank you. Now, oh God, on this glorious day, continue to move in ways that blow our minds. The truth is, God, the longer we live, the more we realize that you blow our minds not by the grand moments, but by the subtleties of life. My grandparents put it like this. We woke up this morning. It started us on our way. Put food on our table, oh God. Clothes on our back. We thank you, God. We thank you. We love you. This is our prayer, oh God. In your name we pray. We say amen. Amen. Remain standing. Let me read that again. Psalm 118, verse 24 in the New Revised Standard Version. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And in the Message Bible, this is the very day God acted. Let's celebrate and be festive. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Give the Lord a hand clap. As you take your seat. I told you I'm going to be quick today. I'm going to bless somebody today. They're going to get out of here. Psalm 118 is a psalm that I've grown to love in ways that are empowering and transformative. That verse 24 that I read in your hearing is probably one of the most famous verses in that entire psalm. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I mean, we've heard it. We've heard people open up service with it. I've said it almost every Sunday, I think I say it when I walk out here to prepare. And sometimes we hear something so much that we don't always keep it in a context that we can fully appropriate or understand it. Psalm 118 is considered a psalm of David, where the authorship of this psalm is attributed to David. And there are some very specific reasons why David, if this is true, pens this psalm. And there are reasons that we can all identify with in some way, shape, or form. That verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, is one translation from the Hebrew. But the Message Bible, written by Eugene Peterson, actually is a more accurate translation of Psalm 118, verse 24. The Message Bible says, this is the day that God acted. Let us celebrate and be festive because of the activity of God. Well, what activity is David referring to? Read the psalm when you get a chance, because David begins the psalm by reflecting on a moment in his life where, in that particular moment, he was under attack. You'll get this. He was under attack. And he says in Psalm 118, he said, I cried out to the Lord and he heard me. Oh, God, it's not deep, but it's profound. He begins the psalm by saying, I was in trouble. I cried out to the Lord and the Lord heard me. Now, that's one thing to celebrate, that God still hears our pleas. But if you go down the verses of the psalm, he then says the ways he was under attack. So he outlines how the enemies had surrounded him. But he says this, Eugene Peterson says, the enemies surrounded me. They tried to destroy me, but God's love never quits. Oh, God. Can you imagine that? He said, and so every time that my enemies tried to destroy me, in the Message Bible, David says, I was able to rub their face in the dirt. Oh, God. He said, every time they tried to assault me, he said, and attacked me like a swarm of bees. God made provision because God's love never quits. I know there's somebody in here who can testify to the abiding nature of God's love. It doesn't mean that life will be perfect, but God will be present. Oh, you got to write that down somewhere. It doesn't mean that life will be perfect, but God will be present. Let me say it one more time. It doesn't mean that life will be perfect, but God will be present, because the presence of God has a way of carrying you through the imperfections of life in a way that, like David, you learn to reflect on the times of deliverance. Watch it. And then here's what David said, that I cried to God, God heard me, but here's the good part, and God acted on my behalf, because God's love never quits. Maybe that don't hit you the way it hits me right now, but when I think of the fact that there have been those moments in my 53 years, some of y'all know my story, in hospital after hospital, sickness after sickness, almost died 4 times, had a stroke 5 years ago, God's love never quits. Because when you cry out to God in the imperfections of life, God is present. Is there anybody here today who can testify that you've lived long enough to see the unfailing, unflinching love of God move in your life? It doesn't mean you won't have tough days, and it doesn't mean you won't have rough moments, but hear what David said, God's love never quits. Tell somebody, God's love doesn't quit. Oh, no. I am a living testimony to the power and presence and provision of God's abiding love. Okay. I'm be done in 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Why? He said, I cried out, God heard me, and God moved to deliver me. Oh, gosh. And he said this, and this is where he's going. I'm telling you, we're done real quick. This is going to be the shortest sermon in FCBC history. What he was reflecting on was a moment that had just happened. He wasn't just reflecting on weeks, on days, on months. It's in the story. Eugene Peterson captures it. He says in that verse 24 that all of this happened today. It's right there. He says, so we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. That can apply to every day. You can say that every day in a life. Because you know, simple, this is the day that the Lord has made. But David reflecting on pleas for God's presence and the supplying of God's provision and the deliverance out of God's divinity, he said, today is the day that God acted. He says, let's celebrate and be festive. Now you get that? You got to hear this. That David is not talking about what happened yesterday or last week. He said God moved today. And this is the day that God acted. Now, I know we can go back over our lives and think about all that God has done. And we can, in that moment of reflection and retrospection, we can find a myriad of reasons to celebrate. But it don't take that good a memory to praise God. Today, God has done more than enough for you to celebrate and be festive. Am I here by myself today? That today, God has done more than enough to celebrate and be festive. So now here it is. David says that this is the day God acted. So if you know that this is the day God acted, your responsibility is to celebrate. But wait a minute. See, I realize, Reverend Alicia, God acts every day. So wait a minute. That means that every day, no matter what I'm dealing with, Rashi, it is a day to celebrate and be festive. It doesn't matter how rough, I already said it, how tough, how dangerous, how problematic. Every day, Joyce, every day you get up and you're able to take a deep breath and you're able to tell the doctors, I ain't gone yet. This is the day that you celebrate what God is doing. Is anybody here?
who knows that every day you wake up, in spite of the aches and pains, in spite of the struggles, this is a day to celebrate. But can I tell you this? David said, watch this, because this is important. It's simple, but it's important. He said, let's. Wait, boy. Let's. He didn't say, I'm going to praise God. He said, let's. But you know what I realized? David loves a good party. When you read the Psalms, he always trying to get people to participate in his celebratory moment. He said, oh, come and magnify the Lord with me. In other words, the real height of your celebratory activity is when you move from individual deliverance to communal celebration. I know God has done things for me, but it's been so good. Can I get churchy? I just can't keep it to myself. I gotta tell somebody, and when I tell somebody, I'm also giving you an invitation to join me in this celebratory moment. Look at somebody and say, we're gonna have a party today, because what God has done in our lives. So here it is, real simple. Why celebrate today? You celebrate today because of the deliverances, I had to say that plural, that you've experienced. I want you to just pause for a second. I told you I'm happy today. I want you to pause for a second and just think of the deliverances, plural, because ain't nobody here can say God brought me out one time. If you got a good memory right now, I want the nature of your praise to correspond with the vitality of your memory, and I want you to begin to think of all the times that God delivered you. You see, here's what I want people to understand. This praise that I'm about to give you right now is from something that dropped on me last year. I'm going to have a culmination celebration in this moment right now. Is there anybody here who's experienced God's deliverance multiple times? In fact, look at somebody and says, he keeps on making a way. Oh my God, he keeps on making a way. That's why I'm here right now. Watch it. I didn't lose my mind. I'm in my right mind. The enemies fail. I'm still moving. Things ain't perfect, but I'm still breathing. Back hurting, but I'm still living. I got to celebrate. Now, keep it going. If I'm going to celebrate deliverance, that means God brought me out. The natural thing to celebrate, John Leslie, is that I'm alive. Oh man, that didn't hit you the same way, right? Nah, I'm talking to some specific people right now. I'm talking to the folk in here who got a diagnosis of death. And people thought you wouldn't be here. And I don't know when it's going to happen. Don't nobody know. But with every breath I got right now, God, I thank you that I'm alive. Living some days, but I'm alive. I'm here. Is there anybody here who is grateful for life? All right. I'm sorry. We're going to leave. I'm going to celebrate deliverance. I'm going to celebrate. Oh, God, I feel this. I'm going to celebrate that I'm alive. Can I really mess you up? I'm going to celebrate that God's not dead. You missed that. Because God is still alive. And if God is still alive, that means every day for me is filled with possibility. Then I'm going to celebrate because every day is filled with the opportunity for me to become the embodiment of infinite possibilities. Now I believe in my spirit, as good as this day is. Oh God, how many can say that today is a good day? Come on, I don't care. I just told you got a reason to say it. Listen, it's a good day today, right? How many can celebrate it's a good day? Watch this. But here's the real trick. If you can celebrate that it's a good day today, can I get churchy again? I'm going to celebrate this, Heather, because what I know is that the best is yet to come. That's six words, but seven is holy. All right, so let's get it right. The best is yet to come. Shout. Y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. Let me do it again. The best is yet to come. Seven. Praise God. Okay, let me try it again. Y'all didn't get it yet. That wasn't rhetorical. That was a directive. Okay. The best is yet to come. Dance. Oh, God. Okay. All right. No. The best is yet to come. Run. Because here it is. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, neighbor, let me tell you why I'm going to dance, shout, run, and praise. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be right now. And so, God, I bless your name for moving in our lives. Is there anybody in here today who knows that this is the moment to get your praise on? Sometimes you just got to get into the sanctuary and make a joyful noise. Sometimes you just got to get into this space and start having flashbacks of where you used to be and where you used to go and how you used to show up. But God ain't through with you yet. Look at somebody, tell them, we alive. We alive. So I never seen living people give dead praise. We alive. Tell them, we alive. Because living people give living praise. We alive. We alive. Because living people know how to make a joyful noise. We alive. We alive. In spite of everything that may seemingly feel wrong, God has always been present in my sadness, in my sorrow, in my grief, in my mourning. But can I tell you, don't mourn until it's morning time. Until this morning time, celebrate. I'm not gonna mourn my life and I'm still alive. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has acted. I will rejoice and be glad. That means there's nothing you could say to me today that can rob me of this moment to give God praise. You can sit there and pout and be mad if you want, but God's been too good to me to let you contaminate my praise party. I want to do something special today. I want to pray on this day. I said this is all we know for two groups of people in here today. I want to pray with those right now, and it's very specific, and you know, with those on today who are battling cancer. Come on down. Secondly, I want to pray with those, hold on, who have survived cancer. Okay. Because I want my survivors to surround those who are going through right now. Y'all come on. I need my survivors down here. Y'all get around these folk who are in the fight right now. Come on. Y'all come on. Y'all surround these folk right now. Thank you. We gonna wait. Come on, I need some survivors to come on down today. Oh, y'all come. See, because sometimes when you in the fight, you need to be surrounded by people who fought and who still fighting. Because their presence offers hope. Your status as a survivor gives hope. That's why you should tell folk all the time, you gotta let folk know that I stand victorious. But can I tell you this? Even while you're fighting, you maintain the attitude of a victor. You gotta tell some folk, next time you go to those who in the fight now, next time you go to treatment, you tell them, I'm more than a conqueror. The side effects of the treatment won't get me down, won't take me out. It's gonna be tough, but I'm here. Because this is the day that God has acted on.